text you back. But they'll talk to us.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened?
On Star 102.5.
So we talked to our listener, Ashley, about her little coffee shop rendezvous with Phil. And she's wondering what's going on. What's the problem? What happened? So now Phil joining us to tell us his side of things. Morning, Phil.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Well, we're calling because we got contacted by Ashley. Do you remember Ashley? She says you guys met while waiting in line for coffee and...
Okay. Yes. I do know who you're talking about. Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right,
well,
good.
She's been trying to contact you or kind of was thinking that you might call her and you guys might go on a date.
Yeah. Then she thought really wrong because I'm married.
Oh. All right. Well,
if you're married, why did you exchange numbers?
Yeah, she said you asked for her number.
Okay, I made a mistake, obviously.
How do you make a mistake, like asking for giving? Yeah, right.
I wasn't hitting on her. I was just being myself, you know, just being friendly. All right, so we were talking. It just so happens that she works in real estate. I know she told you that. So I asked for her number because I'm trying to sell my house. She seemed like a nice and professional lady and all, you know? So that's why.
I don't know how this doesn't come up in the actual conversation, like, you know, you're in real estate.
Yeah. She's in real estate, and I said, can I have your number? Okay, I'm sorry she didn't put two and two together, but I knew it was immediately going to be weird because she started texting me to hang out. I was sort of confused by it. Then when I realized that she thought I was hitting on her, I wasn't. I mean, maybe back in the day, but those days are long over. Does that make sense?
Okay. You're saying that she says, yeah, I'm Ashley, I'm in real estate, and you followed up immediately with, oh, can I get your number?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So then that would maybe explain why you didn't explain yourself a little further then. Okay.
You only have a few minutes in the coffee line.
This is weird. All right.
So, of course, Ashley is listening in. Ashley, so I think, according to Phil, you got your wires crossed here. He was looking for some professional contact, someone to do business with. Okay. You're laughing. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a little bit awkward, but I understand. Can I at least sell your house?
Wow. You know what, Ashley? I'm going to have to pass on that. I can't. How the heck am I going to explain that one to my wife?
I agree. You know? Good call.
Yes, good call. Yes.
Good call.
Many good decisions are being made right now.
Yeah, because already, I think, you know, if you were my husband, I don't know, I'd be wondering how the wires got crossed, but okay. You're saying this was an honest mistake. I believe you, and I think Ashley. Now you know what happened, and hey, it's kind of a relief. It's not you. I mean, he's married, so what are you going to do?
Right.
It was just a little misunderstanding here.
Sorry, Ashley.
Does that make sense? Ashley, do you understand? Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and best of luck in your business. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Got places to go.
Yeah. And
Phil's like, let's end this.
Things too.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks,
good luck,
Phil,
everybody.
For letting us talk to you.
Yep.
And Ashley, sorry, but you know what happened now. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?